Thank you. para aqui.
Okay, so I was saying, here we have one two options. One is we read from the book, or then we can have 2 minutes of, like, you know, everybody offering to Shiva Prabhupada. Whichever way you feel like. It doesn't matter.
And the heart would stop. And then the heart would start again. So he felt that Prabhupada was able, in order to stay with the devotees longer, that he was able to actually begin his heart beating again. Mm-hmm. So that he was in very much in control. And so Prabhupada loved his disciples so very much, and they wanted him to stay, and he also wanted to stay, but he also wanted to go, because his body just couldn't maintain any longer. So Prabhupada did leave. And then she was relating how that in Vrindavan, because Prabhupada left his body in Vrindavan, that the different reactions from different devotees, the Brijbasis were ecstatic. They were very blissful, you know, that such a glorious thing that Prabhupada had left his body in Vrindavan and gone to Krishna. And other devotees' reactions were different. Some of Prabhupada's disciples were banging their heads on the ground. They were more in a despondent mood. So different moods were there from different devotees, but it is a very glorious thing. And now we have the opportunity to associate with Prabhupada in separation. And this is how we have to learn to love Krishna in separation. That is the mood of the gopis, this separation. So it is an opportunity for us to make advancement when the spiritual master is physically gone. Because now we only have that association in that mood of separation. So we can take advantage of that and become closer to Srila Prabhupada, because he loves us all and he's guiding us all. And he has said the most important thing is association and cooperation, is that we all continue to associate with devotees and to cooperate amongst ourselves to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, which is so very important, because without Krishna consciousness on the planet, it would appear Kali Yuga has a very strong grip. So this Krishna consciousness movement is the medicine to cure the disease of forgetfulness of Krishna. So we have to continue associating and hearing Srila Prabhupada's books, reading from Srila Prabhupada's books, and discussing them, and following his instructions.